Minchas Chinuch in this week's Kasha has one of his famous. Oh, first of all, the Divrei Torah Shbili Nishmas Erkel Batz Matisyo HaKohen. Right, the Shom Shav Ketiris Aliyah B'Melitz Yosher for all our descendants and all Klal Yisrael. The Minchas Chinuch in this week's Parsha on the mitzvah that appears in our Parsha, the Obey the Novi Elof Tishmon Mitzvah Saseh. That if a Navi says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu a directive, you know, a tzivui, you must listen to him. And it's even to transgress a mitzvah in the Torah if it's on a one-time basis. Any avera, you know, if it's on a one-time, horas shah, with one exception, avodah zarah. Even on a one-time, even on a one-off, if a Navi tells you to do avodah zarah, you kill him. You know, it's not shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, told him, you know, told to tell the people. to do avodah zarah, but to do any maisa, even any avera on a one-time basis, there's
about Gilead Arayos.
Even Gilead Arayos, everything except for avodah zarah.
If it's only if you know that he's a.
If he's muksak for another, of course he already passed the whole procedure that the Rambam outlines in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and he got endorsed as a navi. But you have to listen to whatever he says, even to do an avera if it's on a one-time basis, you know. And if you don't, you chayv misa bidei shamayim. That's the mitzvah saseh of Elof Tishmon. So ask the Minchas Chinuch Akasha like this. Haray, how do we get the Torah? It didn't come in the mail. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down b'nevuah. Right? So it should be, says the Minchas Chinuch, every time you do an avera, you should be chayv any avera, even bitul aseh, all right? You should be chayev misa bidei shemayim, because you're being mevatel divrei anavi, because all of Torah came through nevuah, and any time you disobey a navi, you're chayev misa bidei shemayim. So haya min adin that any avera whatsoever should be chayev misa bidei shemayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is a navi, he's telling you in the name of God to put on tefillin or whatever it is, say kriya shema. You're not doing that. You're supposed to chayev misa bidei shemayim. And why do we find in, you know, it's not written anywhere. We know that on Bitul Aseh, it's tshuva time. So you know, Bitul Aseh, you do tshuva, alav, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. It's only chayev malchus. Never found anywhere in any source that any other is chayev misa bidei shemayim. Only ones that are specifically said. So that's his kasha. So he attempts to reconcile this with raising another kasha that he has, which also has to do with the sugya in this week's parsha. All right, we have the mitzvah would be memana melech. Right, we have to appoint a melech. Correct. Now, which of course, history. Once upon a time, that was pretty open ended. Now we are constricted to malchus based of it, as we know. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now made a covenant with that family. Right, but you know, how did that happen? What's the story? Usually, it was Shaul. It was from Shevet Binyamin. Right. Shmuel told Shaul to wage war against Amalek. Right? And he was supposed to kill out everybody. And they left Agag and the livestock alive. And for that was the big sin, that right by before Hashem took him, that Kar Hashem is Hamalchus, Hashem is ripping away the Malchus away from you, and that's why Shaul lost it, and it was given to David HaMelech. Ever since then, there's a covenant that has to stay in that family, this family of David HaMelech. So the mitzvah is constrained to being making a melech from that mishpacha, kayadua. But here, so Shaul seemingly disobeyed what Shmuel Navi said, because he was supposed to kill Agag and everybody. And the Minchas Chinuch says that he checked all the midrashim. There's no source anywhere that Shaul was chayv misa bidei shemayim. His penalty was he lost the malchus. He did not uphold what Shmuel Navi said to do. So he wants to pose a teretz, which he feels will answer the first question that we raised. So like this, he wants to say, based on a Rashi, the Chazal coined this halacha with a very peculiar lashon, a mevater al divrei anavi, mevater, right? Which generally means, you know, to forego. Like, you like to be mevater, vitur, right? So Rashi, obviously being bothered by the, that verb, you know, says, Lashon poker, you know, he scorns the word of the Navi. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch wants to taina based on that Rashi. And you saw it like this, right, that this din, that if you disobey what a Navi says, you're chayiv misa bidei shemayim, that's when the Navi tells you, in particular, to do something, and you say, no, then you're chayiv misa bidei shemayim. Right? But let's say the Navi is speaking generally, to the people, right? Not to anyone in particular. Right? So, you know, not a direct directive to any one individual, but he's speaking generally, and someone just didn't do it. He said, what's the time? It's not chayv misubidei shamayim. Right? And so the directive of Shmuel, you know, b'shem Hashem, to wage war against the monk wasn't to Shaul in particular. It was to the Am. Right? You know, but if it's to an individual, and that individual says no, that direct disobedience of a direct directive, that's what chayv misubidei shamayim. And he says, if I'm right, and that explains why Shaul wasn't chayv misa b'dei shamayim, only lost the malchus, that will answer my other kasha, because the Torah is not addressed to anyone; it's addressed to the nation. That's the approach of the minchas chinuch. Right? Lanius daiti, it does not work in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam has a first draft of Hilchos Nevuah in his Pirush HaMishnayos. He wrote his Pirush HaMishnayos first. He wrote his Yad HaChazakah many years later. So he initially drafted Hilchos Nevuah in his Hakdamah to Zroim. You know, because Agav saying how a Navi lo b'shamayim he, right? But then Agav that decides to discuss basic halachas of Nevuah. And the Rambam gives an example there that he did not bring down in his Yad HaChazakah, but there's no reason to believe that he changed his mind. He wants to give an example for this halacha that we mentioned of how mavata al divrei anavi, right? Yerchayv misa bidei shemaim, and it's even if he tells you to do an avera. And the Rambam says the following example: a navi comes to the nation on Shabbos and tells the Am, right? Everyone start fires, melt iron to make fresh weapons. We're not using any old weapons. You know, this is special. We're making new weapons, l'shem mitzvah, to go to war today on Shabbos. We're going to melt metal, we're going to forge swords, and we're going to go to war today, right? And kill a lot of people, right? And, you know, so that's what he says in name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to the nation, right? And the Rambam's example is there's one old guy there, Zaken Echad, that said, I was never Mechal Shabbos my whole life. I'm not going to start now. And anyway, I'm old, there's nothing I can contribute. I'm not going. Right? Says the Rambam, Oso Zokein Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. That old guy, right, who the tzivu is not directed to him directly, and what he could contribute is negligible, if anything. Says the Rambam, he's Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. The Rambam's example is Mama Shakasha goes against the whole yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. But what we have gained already so far is that like the Rambam's example that we just gave, it's beautiful, the Lashon Chazal, HaMevatar al Divrei Navi, just to forego, you know, Vitor is a davar she'en bo kpeda, something negligible, something small, like Vitor mutar b'mudar ana, something, his contribution is negligible, between negligible and nil, just to forego the opportunity to do, to be Mevatar, to forego the opportunity to do exactly what Navi said, is Chayv Misubinei Shamayim. Right? So, so if so, we have to come up with an alternate teretz, you know, for the first kasha about Torah itself, and also what happened with Shaul HaMelech. So to make a long story short, this is something which really should be discussed at much greater length than the time allotted. Right? But it is a very interesting point to think about. Something that the Menachos actually raised but rejected, but I think it's mamish the emes v'amita. Right? There is a fundamental difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im. Now everyone knows, you know, the basics, that Moshe Rabbeinu is different than all the other Nevi'im in four ways. He speaks to Hashem directly. You know, the four ways that the Rambam brings down that we have to believe in, right? Pe'o Peh, B'mar V'lo B'chidos, right? And, you know, and he can get Nevuah anytime. You know, et cetera, all the four differences that are enumerated in the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim. Right? But it's not just the pshat that he's a Navi, but bigger. He's in a different category. And the legal obligation that's mechayev us to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu is a whole different mechayev. Right? Let's say lomdish. The din of this week's parash of Elav Tishmon is not mechayev us to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, but why do we have to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Because of Matan Torah. Hinei bolecha babran v'avur yishma'om bedabri imach. The Machayev to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have to obey him, and everything he says is fact, is from Matan Torah. And says the Rambam himself in more than one place, why do we believe in other Nevi'im who didn't have that type of endorsement like Moshe Rabbeinu had? We trust Moshe. Right? We trust Moshe. Right? Because Moshe was endorsed by God himself. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, so now we trust Moshe because he's endorsed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvado v'atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu said, whenever a Navi comes and gives you these criteria, you have to accept him. Even if he's tricking you or not, that's none of your business. Halacha says that if a Navi passed such and such a test, you know, we go to the criteria of Hilchos Nevuah, of what it takes to get clearance to be a Navi. So says the Rambam, we're Somech HaMoshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu told us to trust two Edim, right? Well, they might be lying, but Moshe Rabbeinu told us the name of God to trust two Edim. Moshe Rabbeinu said that when a Navi, you know, stands in these criteria, there's a din of Elov Tishmon. But it comes out that Elov Tishmon is a derivative from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a Mechayev on top of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is endorsed by God himself. The Chiyuv to trust Moshe Rabbeinu is not the din of Elov Tishmon. That's a derivative din that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The Chiyuv to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvado ba'atzmo. In the words of the Rambam, in a few places in the Mar Nevuchim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is the Torah itself. It's in a league unto its own. It is not like Nevuah of the other Nevi'im that on them we say, lo b'shamayim hi. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is the Torah itself. There's no din of lo b'shamayim hi on Moshe Rabbeinu. He's allowed to say, imdu v'eshma ma'itzav Hashem. His Nevuah is the Torah itself. Right? And it's not an Elov Tishmon Dikka Nevuah. Right? Just the Makom Chiyesh Lachkor is that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't always have to prophesize on that level. That's the level from which Torah came. And that's why whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yechayev for something, that's what Yechayev, not more, not less, because his Nevuah is the Torah. The Torah is his Nevuah. And the Chiyuv to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Matan Torah itself. We're not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu Midin Elav Tishmon. The Mokam Sofikli Stapek is that if Moshe Rabbeinu will give you a Nevuah on a lower level, would Elav Tishmon apply? Right, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, one of the Shittas on who wrote Sefer Eov was Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? When Sefer Eov does not have the Kedusha of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, it's Ksuvim. It means he could prophesize on a lower level also. So Yesh La'ayin, if he gives you a Nevuah not on the Madreig of Torah, would there be a din of Elav Tishmon? Yesh Li Stapek.
Because
what?
Ian.
Right, that's in Wild Shita. And then, like the Mandom, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Eov. He could say Nevuah on a lower level. That's parallel to Dusha Ksuvim.
On a higher level, you have to listen to him if he says to do Avodah Zarah.
What?
On a higher level, if he tells you to do Avodah Zarah, would you have to listen to him?
No, never listen to him. Because God Himself says He would never tell you to do Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Right. That's the halacha himself say. He can't contradict his own halacha. Right. But the issue, the hanging issue is the issue by Shaul HaMelech. So there's a simple problem in Pashat Pshat. Right? Shaul comes to Shmuel and says, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem HaKimosi is Dvar Hashem. I did it. Mission accomplished. And Shmuel says, what do you mean? I hear the sheep, you know. What's that I hear? How did Shaul HaMelech have the chutzpah to walk up, you know, with all the sheep right behind him, walk up to Shmuel HaNavi and said, HaKimosi is Dvar Hashem. Right? So in a sefer that's printed in the Sidur HaGrua called Siach Yitzchak, he answers this kash in a brilliant way. Just time to explain the Pashat Pshat. Right? He thought he did it. He honestly thought he did it. Because what does he say? He explains to Shmuel, we're going to be makriv all this tzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's cool to destroy it. And the Sefer Siach Yitzchak brings an interesting riot. He invokes a Hagos Maimonides that says you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Bir Chometz by eating it. I mean, before the Zman Isser, you're not doing Bittul, eat it. You could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu by eating the Chometz before the Zman Abir.
So to eat.
What?
And Bir Chometz on the street?
We don't pass it that way. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
We don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Pascha Chacham, even before the Zohar El Ruach, right? Yeah, so you could eat it also. What's wrong? Right? If you eat it before the Zman Isser, he had a cheshbon of why he thought he was right. Mm-hmm. Right? He was going to kill Agog tomorrow, Bifnei Amveda, make a whole ceremony out of it. And, you know, he was intending to kill Agog. And then, you know, on the zone, we're just going to do it a different way. Right? Mm-hmm. He didn't disobey. He made a mistake. Right? Even like the case of the Rambam where you forego, but you know you're foregoing. You know you're doing wrong. What happens if you think you're right? He thought he was right. Right? So he thought he was right. Of course not Chayv Misabide Shemayim. It's a shogeg. He thought he was right. So because it was b'shogeg and not b'mezid, because he thought he was right, that's why he doesn't get Misabide Shemayim, chas v'shom. Like you can't punish his shogeg like a mezid. And he only lost the Malchus Kain Yer Levar.
He intended to kill
the